The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson, and this is a program that we bring you every other week. We interview some of our chamber members, small, medium, large businesses, nonprofit organizations addressing needs in our community, so you can have the opportunity to engage with them and learn more about their daily work. In Wallingford, there is daily work going on right here. Wonderful Master's Manna has been in existence now for a few decades to serve the community in a variety of ways with people who are experiencing food insecurity, clothing needs in our community, hot meals. And many organizations have risen to support Master's Manna over the years. Let's learn more about it now in our discussion today with Executive Director Nancy Stockman, who joins us. Nancy, welcome. It's good to have you on the podcast.
Good morning, Ray. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And welcome, too, as Executive Director of Master's Manna. It's a long-storied organization with great board support and community support. Let's just walk some of our listeners through to understand what Master's Manna does on a daily basis. If I walked into Master's Manna this morning or today, what would I see? What would I learn?
Well, today is a Wednesday, and on Wednesdays, we provide both shopping for our clients as well as dinner. So grocery shopping today is from 3 until 7, and dinner is served from 3 until 6:30. However, there's quite a lot that goes on behind the scenes. So as you asked, if you showed up this morning, you would see hustle and bustle of many people in our warehouse getting things ready for the shoppers. Food is lined up to make it look as close to a grocery store as possible. However, it is not a grocery store. And we also have some of our volunteers working in the kitchen preparing dinner for this evening.
So it's a busy day today, a busy day tomorrow, a Thursday, a Friday, a Saturday, on and so forth. Let's talk about some of the support services that Master's Manna offers. We'll start with the idea of food in the food pantry and food insecurity. We've had inflation. We've had people who are perhaps transitioning in their careers or jobs, or may have some other situation where their housing needs and their other things, car needs, transportation, are really taking a bite out of their pocket. So talk about food insecurity and what you offer in terms of nutritious food.
Well, food needs are real, and we see it every day. In December, we saw 564 shoppers come through our doors, and our shoppers can come one time a week. So typically, we serve over 100 families a day. We provide food Monday through Thursday. We provide shopping Monday through Thursday. But in December, we actually had 564 families shop. In 2023, we had over 1,000 households who were registered for our program. So not everyone came in the month of December. Some people come and only need our services for a short time. However, we do have some people who need our services on an ongoing basis. So in terms of shopping, we provide both perishable and non-perishable food items. We often have meat and dairy and produce, as well as canned goods, cereal, pasta and sauce, peanut butter and jelly.
That's a lot. And that's a lot of service as well. Yeah. And the housing, of course, is another issue we're going to talk about in terms of the housing insecurity. We all know about affordable housing. I read where there's, according to the Asset Limited story, the Alice, as it's known, in nonprofit circles, is that some families are spending up to 50%, half their income just on housing. So that's got the spillover effect, does it not?
Right. You know, We hope that by being able to provide food for so many people in the Wallingford and surrounding communities, that we will enable them to use their financial resources to purchase things that other things that they need, whether it's their rent, their childcare, their medical expenses, that
Yeah.
kind of thing.
And of course, it's not just a matter of housing insecurity that we're talking about, but there's transportation issues as well. People love getting
Correct.
around the region. So we see this at the Chamber of Commerce, and you see this in your daily work at Masters Mana. If we can switch it out a little bit in terms of the support services that you offer, all of the things that we talked about are stressors. And what we
Correct.
also see increasingly is a rise in mental health challenges. Masters Mana has programming that is helping people who need the mental health assistance on a regular basis by connecting with other organizations. So talk a little bit about how mental health is playing a very major role and what you're seeing in terms of mental health challenges.
Well, certainly having financial issues as well as food insecurity causes extreme stress. And we do partner with CHC. They are an organization that is federally funded. Patients can reach out to them directly, and they provide services in both English and Spanish. And they provide primary care, including referrals. They provide prescriptions, but they also provide mental health care, which is so important these days.
Yeah.
You know,
And
and I just want to mention that in order to serve more Connecticut residents, CHC will be utilizing mobile units.
so getting out into the community beyond Masters Mana as well. So our chamber has actually had our leads group there, and we've actually brought some of our members into Masters Mana to observe some of the work that's going on there. It's an impressive facility. You can't really give us sort of a visual tour. But maybe you can give us a little verbal tour. You walk into the facility, there's the hot meals, there's the kitchen. You also have the food pantry and the storage, but you also have a substantial amount of clothing donations that come in. So give us a little outlay of the building of Masters Mana so we have an idea of what's there.
Correct. So when you walk in, you are greeted in the lobby by either a volunteer or a staff member who will welcome you. And to the left of that is our family dining room, which provides five hot meals a week. Breakfast and lunch are served on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and dinner is served on Wednesday. We have a full commercial kitchen, and we have a cook as well as volunteers who assist the cook. Behind the entryway is the actual food pantry, which connects to our warehouse space. And as soon as you enter the food pantry area, you are greeted by our front desk staff. And when someone comes into shop, they are entered into our computer system and their appointment for the next week is made. We try to make things as easy for people as possible, because we do understand that this is such a stressful situation for people.
It sure is. And let's talk a little bit about the clothing donation as well, because we think sometimes, okay, I have a frayed collar, or maybe I have a small rip or tear in a sweater, or maybe I can't fit my parka anymore. A tiny little deficit for one person is not a problem for another person. They really need the supplies. And rather than toss your clothing, bring it in.
We do have a program for clothing as well. I like to say that we feed people, we clothe people, and we welcome people. But in terms of the clothing program, donations for clothing are dropped off at Masters Mana location at 428 South Cherry Street, which is our food pantry location. So donations are brought in here and then they are transported over to our space at Silversmith Park. And we have about 4 to 5 volunteers over there who go through and sort the clothing and they organize it. There are also household linens that are received, things like towels, sheets, curtains. And 1 or 2 times a month, we offer a clothing distribution. You do not have to be enrolled in our food pantry program to come to that. Anyone who needs clothing assistance is eligible. And that is typically on a Thursday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m., although it does change based on when we can get our volunteers there to support the distribution.
Yeah. And a lot of the volunteers that you see every day in your work as executive director is impressive. Let's talk about the volunteers. As I say about a volunteer, a board member, they don't have to do that. It's all volunteer work. It's
That
spending your
is
time.
correct.
Yeah, let's give those shout out to these volunteers and how they
Absolutely.
volunteered, what they do.
So we have an amazing group of volunteers. We have about 30 to 40 regulars, I like to call them. Most of them are retired or semi-retired. However, we also have some students, which is really heartwarming to see that we have young people who want to make a difference in the world. So I love it when I get students. I like students to be, 16 or older. But it is really special when they want to help us as well. So we also have some people who are required to perform some community service, and we have some intellectually challenged members of the community as well. And they really support us. They're distributing clothing, they're sorting clothing, they're sorting food, they're stocking the shelves, they're helping in the kitchen, they're serving in the kitchen, they're greeting our shoppers and our diners and our clothing people with a friendly face and a smile, which goes a long way. And of course, the board of directors. Our board is all volunteer, and we really couldn't do what we do without both the board as well as all our other volunteers. We are so grateful for the volunteers.
They all come together, and also the corporate and business community as well, which we're addressing with the Chamber of Commerce. Very quietly sometimes, some of these organizations are local philanthropists, if you will, understand community needs and understand to have a better workforce, to have a better town means supporting the services in the community. So you also get that kind of support as well.
Absolutely. And in terms of what we need, we always need financial resources, but we need food. We always need food donations and we need volunteers. We like, if anyone is a Spanish speaking volunteer, it would be fabulous. And gently used clothing. But at the end of the day, I think the two things that we really need are food and financial resources.
Yeah, and you encourage that from some of the supporters here in our community who have done that and demonstrated that over the years. But I want to talk about who you see every day who comes to your door, because if and I don't particularly present myself as an expert, but what I've learned over the years in other engagement myself is that life is already more fragile than you know. And if you're receiving some type of financial aid in some cases, you're probably there's attached to it some element of shame or it's a question about your self-worth rather than your dollar worth. So the people who come to your doors obviously don't feel great about their situation. There's perhaps an element of embarrassment. So how do you work with someone coming in to make them know that this is a time in their life? It's not their life forever.
Well, first of all, we treat everyone with respect. We don't know what's going on in everyone's lives. We don't know what somebody has experienced that morning, but we all know that life is hard. Life can change in a minute, whether it's a lost job, the loss of a loved one, a fire, an illness. Life has challenges. And we really want to be able to lift people up. We want to give them a hand, not a handout. We really are there to support them. We assist, our senior population that just survives on their Social Security. There are single parents with large families. We see immigrants. We really see everyone. And we also try to make it easy for them. We are not an income-based food pantry. We are a food pantry that really welcomes everyone who feels that they need assistance. We are a one-stop shop. And to enroll, we try to make it easy. We require ID for everyone in the household. And we require proof of residency. That's it. We don't ask to see paychecks. We don't ask people how much money they make. We don't want to know that. But we provide them with resources here as well. We try to encourage them to use other resources. We support Wallingford, Meriden, and the surrounding communities. And those towns include Cheshire, Durham, East Haven, West Haven, North Haven, Middlefield, Hamden, Northford, and North Brantford. And we also encourage people to visit the food pantry in those communities as well. We encourage people to visit the mobile food sites that Connecticut Food Share distributes produce at. There's another food pantry in Wallingford, the Glow Food Pantry. We encourage people to use that. If they're eligible for SNAP, we encourage them to reach out for that assistance as well. We really want to help people here, but we also want to make sure that people have the resources to empower themselves to get assistance elsewhere.
There's so many ways that we can help Masters Manna in our community, not just the corporations that are here, our businesses, small and large, houses of worship, other social service organizations, Rotary, for example. But we need volunteers. We need your support. And
absolutely,
we certainly need your ongoing thoughts about supporting members in a community who are in difficult circumstances at a period of their life. So, Nancy, how can people learn more about Masters Manna? The website gives a lot of information. But if they want to donate, if they want to get involved right away, or be planful about how they can do fundraising, how can they engage with your organization?
Absolutely. So they can certainly look at our website and learn a little bit more about us. They can reach out to us. They can give me a call or stop by. I'm part-time, so I'm not here every day. And it is really hectic during distribution hours. So that's probably not the best time for visitors. I'd be happy to engage with people when we are not having shopping go on. You know, in addition, we really respect the privacy of our clients. So to come during a shopping time is not the best time. But, you know, we welcome volunteers, we welcome donors. We welcome donors in terms of financial and food and time. And I think I mentioned a Spanish-speaking volunteer would be great. We also encourage people to share our mission. Tell their friends, tell their neighbors. People don't all know about us. And reach out to your faith community or your neighborhood or your garden club or something that you belong to. And, you know, if you wanted to collect peanut butter, or if you want to host a food drive for us, I know that we've had different organizations host food drives at Stop and Shop. And we really encourage people to, you know, give from the heart because it makes a difference.
Absolutely.
You know, and food and clothing donations are both accepted Monday through Friday from 9 to noon at our location at 428 South Cherry Street.
Learn more. As we just heard from Nancy, mastersmanna.org is the website, mastersmanna.org. And keep up the spectacular work. The staff, volunteers, everyone. Nancy Stockman, Executive Director, Masters Manna here in Wallingford. Thanks for being here at our Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thank you, Ray, and thank you to the community because it takes a village, and we've got a good one.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.